Good morning to Jason Kantz for the first time since Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a long time.
It has, that's for sure. Yeah, I appreciated the opportunity to sleep in yesterday. I mean, I didn't sleep in long, but it was nice to have the morning off.
Yeah, I had a couple of mornings of indulging a little bit, and that's nice, you know? It's
yeah, for sure.
Luxuriating. One of the things, my wife and I did a bed and breakfast. I gave it to her, the certificate, last year for Christmas. We just used it the day after Christmas. Yeah, it took that long.
Yeah. Wow.
We'd hoped to use it in September. We had a funeral to go to in my hometown of Wauwatosa. So anyhow, but that was good. It's good to get away and do stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You have some interesting Christmas experiences. First of all, take me to Christmas Day.
Yeah, so it was, we actually celebrated Christmas Eve, and it just worked out with family stuff and for Grace and John to be able to come over, and so it was really cool. Up at 6 o'clock, we have this tradition of making what are called Liege waffles, which are a yeast waffle that have what's called pearl sugar in it, so large chunks of sugar in the waffles themselves. And so I think it was eighth or ninth year, something like that, that we've made them for Christmas breakfast. And as listeners know, I have been low carb for a long time. So I haven't eaten bread or pasta or potatoes or anything like that for years. And Christmas Day, I thought, you know what, I'm going to celebrate and have some waffles. And so I ate two waffles, and within a couple of hours I wished I would die. I mean, I felt really, really awful. I mean, they tasted amazing, but I don't know that jumping in with both feet like that was necessarily the best idea.
It's kind of our mindset, though, sometimes, like, you know what, I'm just gonna, I mean, I've got a child who suffers with Crohn's, and there's a lot of things she can't eat, and what the deal is supposed to be anything more than 5 grams of sugar, but at times you go, what's a little bit going to hurt, right? But then it can, actually. Yeah.
So. It does. That definitely hurt. You know, and then we ended up just a quiet day at home, and it was all sitting in the living room. John had to work, but us and our kids all sitting in the living room just kind of doing nothing. And Heather had said what a wonderful day it was, and can't remember the last time that just kind of without the pressure of anything to do, the five of us sitting in the same room with one another, you know, not necessarily looking at phones, but just hanging out. And it was really a blessing. I mean, that was a gift to both of us. So it was really a neat day.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I lived through the waffles. So that was good too.
You had some challenges with your new hairless cat, but maybe I don't know if you want to necessarily get into that.
Yeah, you know, I just think that I really like her a lot, and just,
what's her name again?
Penelope.
Penelope.
Yeah, you know, it's first cat we've had. She's a hairless cat, for those who don't know that, and just got sick this week and had some, I'll just say, rough experiences. And I got a message last night from our friend who is currently caring for her, that she's doing really well.
Good.
And expects her to come home on Wednesday. So I think that's really an encouragement. I'm excited to have her back here. My dogs love her. And
you get pretty attached just in a week. You got pretty attached to that.
I did. She was with me much of the time. So it was, she's very affectionate for a cat. And I had somebody ask me this week, do you think of her as ugly or as cute? And I said, I think she's so ugly, she's cute. and it's probably the best way to put it. So, but yeah, it was a good weekend. It was just laid back and pretty chill, and I really liked that. So,
Well, I tell you what, a little spiritual nugget here at the tail end. There's a book. Here's the thing. You're very well read. I mean, how many books did you read basically in 2021?
I hit 100 yesterday. So,
you did. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I came a little short of that. Maybe, 8 to 10. But anyhow, there's a book. So anytime I can recommend a book you haven't read and then you like it a lot, then I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
And one of those books along the way, and there have been some, actually, some pretty good ones.
Yep. For sure.
But Rick Love, Peace Catalysts, Resolving Conflict in Our Families, Organizations, and Communities. And maybe just a way to launch, he talks about the God of Peace. And here's just some quick verses here. From Romans 15:33, the God of peace be with you all. Amen. From 1 Thessalonians 5:23, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. And finally, from 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Now, you don't have to reveal what your word of the year is, but come on now, peace would not be a bad one.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think that has actually been stirring. I was sharing with you a little bit last night with a group we're a part of, the adult children's group, and just feeling this need to control a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And so often that's the opposite of peace. Mm-hmm. So I'm chewing on that and how that looks. And
All right. Well, we'll have the big announcement, I guess, our last day together. I don't know. Whatever. It's Thursday, Friday. We'll figure it all out. So. But we'll be back again tomorrow. Talk to you same bad time tomorrow morning about 5:45. It's 10 above, and good morning to Susan.
Good morning.
Welcome back, sister.
Thank you. And I'm welcome back with a little peanut butter cup, which is the best way to be welcome back.
It was one of the many treats. Just, you know, it's just like that this explosion of cookies and candies and treats and, oh, my. So
it's good to be back with all the listeners. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if we have a question of the day, but this week will be fun. Maybe we'll hear about how everybody's Christmas was, what they're hoping for the new year. Just stay tuned this week, all week.
Absolutely. And kind of, I think Caleb in today and tomorrow, and then we carry forth on Thursday and Friday.
Nice.
So that is, Dawson's going to think, I think, on New Year's Eve. He's got the early part of the show, and then he'll team up with us here to close out the year.
Yay.
So, lots of fun to look forward to here on WWIB. All right. Almost always, weekend recap is on a Monday, and Caleb is here behind the board, and I'm off to the left, and Caleb wraps it up. But Caleb, you're batting leadoff today.
Yeah, so this is a little bit different because our week begins on a Tuesday. So, and a long weekend it was, too. So the Christmas weekend, the holiday weekend, I have to say, again, what's a highlight for it? A couple things. For one, having all of my siblings together in one place, it just, it happens more rarely these days. And because, again, we're in different states and all
lives.
Of that. So, yeah, it's great to have everybody back. So, again, there was a lot of food and snacks consumed. There were games played. Another big highlight was going with three of my brothers and my bride, and we went to see the new Spider-Man movie. And it just, again, I don't want to give any spoilers out, but it was an absolute delight.
You loved it.
I just loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Hearing you talk about it off air has made me want to go.
Let's go.
Good. There you go. There's the plug. Go support your local theater.
Put it on automatic or whatever you do. Let's go.
And I think, too, just one more thing, just with my family, just seeing the anticipation of my children for Christmas, the buildup and then being able to have Christmas at my parents and at my in-laws and then our little Christmas yesterday morning as well, too. The buildup and the payoff and just some of those sweet times together was just fantastic. It was a blessed weekend and a weekend where I just kind of turned off the work mode, Caleb.
Nice.
And I need that sometimes.
Absolutely.
So.
How about you, Mark?
I would say for me, the highlight, my wife and I gave her a year ago a gift certificate for a Otter Creek Inn bed and breakfast.
Mm.
It took us a year to get there.
But you got there.
We got there after Christmas. You know, there's some folks I follow on Twitter, Trey and Leah. They have wonderful marriage advice. But there's one thing I take umbrage with. They had said, husband and wife, go to a bed and breakfast before Christmas. I'm like, it's too busy for Christmas. So my one correction to them, the only one would be after Christmas, it was great because it was just like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know that you could relax before, right? There's too much wrapping and all that kind of thing. But also New Year, Christmas Eve at my wife's folks in Maiden Rock was great. And then also Christmas Day at our house was a lot of fun as well with everybody. So
lovely. Well, probably the highlight of our Christmas was the Lessons and Carols service at Bethesda. And then we went to my sister's afterwards and hung out with family. And I had found on the McSweeney site, Sophocles, A Christmas Story, you know, with the red, right? So I had people pull it up on their phones and they each did a role. And there's a Greek chorus of Do not, for thy eye will be taken out with a BB gun. So that was super fun to do that. And I have to say, Santa left a bit of a threatening note on our... He always writes a little note. He leaves
yeah.
it.
Okay.
And it's usually the first hint I got that he was a little, maybe not perfectly nice, was the year he wrote, "Dear Jacoby Children," with children in quotes. This year he wrote, "Not all of you were here, but I will find you. I will find you."
Ian and
I don't
Grace,
know. It's like a
out.
Promise Nick. Or a threat. I don't know. Be careful. People complain about 2021, but there were actually several things that made the world a better place. Wired Magazine came up with a list of 21 things that made the world a better place. We're going to give you six of the top ones.
Six of the 21.
Yeah. Since I'm a Wisco girl, I'm going to share the first one. Scientists revealed that cheese isn't bad for you.
Thank you, science.
In February, speaking out against unfounded rumors that cheese is an evil, murderous entity, one scientist said, "There's almost no evidence that cheese causes weight gain. And in fact, there's evidence that it's neutral at worst." I'm a British scientist.
See, I was going to...
Evidently.
There's no evidence that cheese causes weight gain.
Oh, yeah, he had his mouth full. See, when I grow up, it's going to be better. Like
was
you,
he wearing
Caleb?
A cheese head when he said it? That's the question.
Thank you, science.
Go ahead, Caleb.
All right, NASA made oxygen on Mars, things that made the world a better place last year or during this past year. NASA's Perseverance rover successfully converted some of Mars's carbon dioxide-rich atmosphere into oxygen. Pretty cool.
That is very cool.
As a giant leap toward one day getting humans on Mars. You know what? Matt Damon already did that, so I don't know why they're trying so hard. NASA said the move, quote, could pave the way for science fiction to become science fact. That's kind of a cool little saying.
That is really cool.
I can just imagine with my wife's story about Twister that you're working in a daycare and you look like Matt Damon and be like, wow, what was it like on Mars, right? Hey, another thing that made the world a better place this year, a thought-to-be-extinct orchid was found on a London roof. That's right, the biggest ever game of hide-and-seek ended in June when a rare species of orchid was found growing on top of an investment bank in London. Who knew? Despite scientists believing the plant was extinct in the UK.
That's wow. wonderful. Uh-huh. I love it when God it preserves things like that. And I bet there was much rejoicing in the orchid world. They're very passionate.
We've got three more, right?
Okay, we do. How about United Airlines flew its first passenger aircraft with a 100% sustainable fuel?
Huh. Wow.
Wow.
There you go.
Here's another one. And I know, again, there's been a lot of bad press for China in the last year. And maybe some of it deserved, maybe a lot of it. But they did eliminate malaria, which is pretty cool. In the 1940s, China reported 30 million malaria cases annually. In 2020, the country reported four consecutive years of zero indigenous cases of malaria, paving the way for the World Health Organization to declare it malaria-free.
Praise God.
This year.
Now let's get that
amazing.
Job done in Africa,
right?
People.
Right.
Please. And finally, something that was making the world a better place this year, Dutch bee hotels helped bee populations stabilize. Because
Yay.
The bees have been kind of fading, going bye-bye.
Right.
And so we need them.
Right. So bee hotels helped facilitate a good place for bees to flourish. I love that.
Was it an Airbnb? Sorry.
You are on today, my friend.
Wow. Way to go. So many Christmas goodies, from the cookies to the frosted pretzels to, I mean, it's just to the peanut butter balls. It's endless, right? I mean, I brought in some things today, the frosted pretzels and also some of these coconut-covered, like, apricots and dates. So it just is on and on it goes. But one of my Christmas gifts was Reese's peanut butter cups with Reese's pieces.
Oh.
And I tried one on Christmas morning with my coffee, and I'm like, I don't think there's going back. I mean, having this, it's just like, it is really, because
it's kind of like when you hear a mashup of two really great songs, and it just makes the world a better place.
Yeah, like Fernando Ortega and Mac Powell this morning. Yeah.
Now, Caleb, you have sampled this before, and you're going to take a
I'm going to bow out just for now, just because I did eat too many Christmas treats, and I'm sort of feeling the effects of it. So I'm kind of soldiering through because of my own.
But you do know, and you're a huge Reese's fan.
Yes.
And you do know how good they are.
Incredible.
So here we go, the drum roll. Susan and I with our Reese's peanut butter cup.
Has Susan tried
Reese's
these?
Pieces. Here we go.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. It's got a little crunch to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it's got the usual chocolate with the peanut butter, but then it's got a little bit of crunch in there, and it's just,
The crunch yields an even more peanut buttery burst.
It just is a little bit more happiness.
It's a more interesting texture. Oh, great.
It says Merry Christmas.
Now I have something else.
Thank you, Reese's. Thank you, Mark, for sharing your Christmas presents.
That was very generous. Do you have any more?
WWIB, it's the WIB Wake Up Show, and if you were with us for birthdays earlier this morning, you know we talked, we do celebrity birthdays right around 6:20 or so, and one of the great actors of our generation, for sure, Denzel Washington, turning 67 today. Yeah.
I was just going to say he does not look it.
No.
He's aged very well.
What a brilliant actor. Yeah, he is sort of our generation, Sidney Poitier, as far as... you know, back in the day, they would say that a black actor could not carry a picture. I feel like Sidney Poitier kind of broke through that. And now Denzel, he's a great actor who happens to be black. And that's where we are with the movie industry. And that's fantastic. And I think about him in The Pelican Brief, which is a simple John Grisham thriller. He is amazing, has so much charisma with Julia Roberts. You know, that's a more minor role. And then he's got his... really big, important roles, too.
You look on IMDb, and it's, wow, I have not seen even a portion of these movies, and I thought I'd seen a lot of Denzel movies because he's one of my favorite actors. But, man, there's just a ton. One that came up that I haven't seen for a while, but it's called Unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And Chris Pine, the guy from Star Trek, is in that one, too. And, again, I don't want to spoil any of it, but it's about a train that doesn't... want to stop. And just, I mean, so Inside Man and Deja Vu. And of course, a lot of people know Remember the Titans, a very, very famous role. But he's done a lot of great work. And beyond the silver screen as well, too, his work as a human being, a lot of respect for that.
You know, he you can find on YouTube and elsewhere, you've probably seen like some inspirational comments even related to faith from him.
Yeah.
But he really came on the scene. He got Best Supporting Actor for Glory, and that's a must-see movie if you never saw it. It's wonderful, and he's fantastic in it. He also won an Oscar Best Actor for Training Day. But, yeah, you mentioned Remember the Titans. It's from 2000, and here's a clip from that.
You like an answer to our prayers.
No, wait a minute. Now. I'm not an answer to your prayers. I'm not a savior or Jesus Christ, Martin Luther King, or the Easter Bunny. I'm a football coach, that's all. Just a football coach. You are a coach.
So, I love sports movies, and I loved that one.
Yeah.
And he has one of those voices, too, that, again, his tone and his cadence, you just, that's Denzel. That's Denzel.
Right. Iconic.
Big fan. I'm a big fan. Happy birthday.
Yeah, what is it? I mean, we were talking off air. My wife and I watched this romantic comedy when we were having some time, the bed and breakfast, and it was... what was it? 2 weeks' notice. Sandra Bullock and Hugh Grant. It was from 20 years ago. Again, this movie, Remember the Titans, 20 years ago. But there's something about the greats that just, there's a naturalness, right? Mm-hmm. And I think you get that so often with Denzel. You don't feel like he's acting. It's just like
and it stands the test of time, too, when there's movies. Because, again, special effects and CG and all that have gone miles and miles and miles in the past couple decades. But... great acting stands the test of time, and cinema is a uniquely American form of art, I think, and I love movies.
I love learning through movies, and I learned a lot about Malcolm X, which is his iconic role that he missed an Oscar, but he should have, I really think. Al Pacino got it for Scent of a Woman, but Denzel, I thought
way
he
more than me.
He's directing, too,
older.
And if you want to see a movie that's coming out that he directed, I think it's called A Journal for Jordan. You may have seen the trailer if you've been to a movie recently.
I haven't.
But, yeah, that's one directed by Denzel. Some others he directed include Fences, The Great Debaters, and Antoine Fisher.